Senate Health Committee Chairman Joe Vitale says the state needs to determine whether the ads are having the desired effect.
We don't know how many people actually were connected to help. And then what's the follow-up? Were they successful in getting either outpatient help or some form of residential treatment? We don't have that data. We don't know whether or not it actually works.
Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says the $42 million the state invested in the ads was a poor investment. She says they had a short shelf life because they featured Chris Christie, who is no longer the governor. Weinberg says the state should consider lower-cost ways of getting out the anti-opioid message. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.